Good afternoon, and welcome to WATD's Powerful Women Revealed. You're invited to enjoy an ongoing series of uplifting, educational, and intimate discussions with local powerful women that have all made the commitment to take their businesses and organizations to a higher level. These entrepreneurs have turned their dreams into reality. They work hard, outshine, and they mean business. These women reveal and share their inspirations, milestones, and successes with your host, Nicole Perry.
Good afternoon, and welcome to Powerful Women Revealed. We are revealing another powerful woman today. Yes, and we're talking about time and career, but really also about relationships. My guest today is a returning guest of the Power Show. She is a local certified expert in email marketing with Constant Contact. She is the founder of 508marketing.com. She's a stand-up comedian in her spare time, and whom I'd also consider a very good friend, Adrienne. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you.
You are a good friend. And did I use the term whom properly?
Home?
I said whom I consider whom.
Yes,
a very good friend.
That is correct.
I know, because we just discovered a few minutes ago and in previous interviews that you were an English major.
Yes.
I better get my act together today.
Well, English lit majors can span various specialties, and I'm not a grammar major. So relax.
Okay. I can relax. I know, but you're
I'm finicky. Yeah.
You're all about it.
It's just in me that way. I can't help it. I don't mean to be critical if I'm correcting somebody's grammar. I'm just trying to make the world a better place.
You're One sentence at a time.
One sentence at a time.
Okay. Now, give us, you've been on the show a couple of times. You interviewed me once.
Yes, that was cool.
That was very fun. It was a little weird, though, for me, being on the other side. but give us a little insight into your background. What did you, you live on the Cape.
I do.
Mm-hmm. And where did you go to school?
I actually grew up in Tampa, Florida, in a suburb north of Tampa called Lando Lakes.
Oh, that's
not
right.
The butter.
Yes, that's right. Mm. I remember that.
Yeah, so I went to Lando Lakes High School, not the butter, in Lando Lakes, Florida.
Okay, and now, so what brought you up here?
I caught the Gulf Stream, and it just carried me north.
Come on now.
No, it was, long story short, I had my father... My parents were divorced, so my father also lived in Florida at the time. So I was in, I was out of college. I went to University of South Florida in Tampa, go Bulls. And my dad told me that they were moving to the Cape. And of course, I'm like, what, Canaveral? What? You sell insurance. What are you going to do at the space station? But he said, Cape Cod. Okay, where's that? Massachusetts. Okay, where's that? It's one of the little ones up there, right?
So you're like one in a million, because I feel like everyone who lives here has been here, was from here, born here, raised here, always come back here, something like, you know what I mean?
Well, it was second degree. So my stepmom had visited the Cape, and she's the one who wanted to come back. So when they came and I came to visit, it was my dad's 50th birthday at that time, so I came up to visit. And then when I went back home, the boy with whom I was living said, I don't like you anymore. And at that time, I was in Michigan, which was an Arctic freaking uninhabitable tundra for a girl from Florida.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I can imagine.
From October to April. So anyway, I called my dad and I said, so, you know, I'm going to be moving somewhere.
And maybe
he said,
I could
why don't you come out here? He said, yeah, come out here, stay with us for a little while and see what happens. And that was 18 years ago, and I'm still here.
Oh, see, and I moved. I grew up in Massachusetts, and then I lived in Charlotte, North Carolina, and then found my way back. Like, I just love it
here. We saw a lot of that on the other end in Florida throughout college, especially a lot of kids would come to the schools in that area, or they would come down on spring break and say, oh, I'm going to move there. And then they'd get extremely disillusioned because, oh, it's not like that all the time. You're going to have to work and stuff. And, oh.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So we would always laugh because they'd come down. Where are you from? Oh, I'm from Wisconsin. Oh, okay. Well, you'll be gone next year. Okay. Oh. And they totally would. Most of the time they would leave and go back wherever they came from.
Oh, huh.
And then they come back, you know, in when their retirement.
I was just going to say in the later years.
Yeah, so I did
God's
it backwards.
Waiting room, right? Florida.
Oh.
Isn't that what they say?
Yes.
All right. I know. That was not very nice.
No, that's what they say. There's an exit on the highway. Last stop before heaven. No.
Oh. Well, see, with my photo gifts, I used to make like little palm tree gifts, and I'd put, you know, Florida, God's waiting room on all the.
Yeah. Nice.
I don't know. Have you always loved marketing and social media? Because your business is 508 Marketing. Mm-hmm. People can find you 508marketing.com. Have you always loved it? So, because English, you know, your English does play a role in that. Yeah. It's kind of befitting for you, right?
That's one of the things. When you major in English Lit, the question always is why?
Yeah.
And oftentimes it's like, okay, I'm going to go into teaching, or I'm going to go into mass comm, you know, mass communications, or something else entirely. I majored in English Lit because as I was picking out my classes in college, and those were just the ones I gravitated to. And then junior year, it said, okay, you have to declare a major. Like, okay, what do I have the most credits in? And, oh, English, okay, I'm going to declare that one.
Oh,
so I didn't really have
that's a great way to do it, though, really. It's a time saver a little bit,
sure,
right?
Just picking the classes I want. The message here and the lesson learned is, talk to your advisor in college. Use your advisor.
Yeah.
Don't just go.
Yeah.
So I had a lot of fun learning all the various things that I enjoyed. And, you know, again, when it was time to actually put it into use, it was always sales and marketing. That was just, it's people. I love people. I love communicating. I love meeting people, learning about people. And really that is sales.
Yeah.
And marketing. And it just fell in that way.
Mm-hmm.
So at the time when I was a kid growing up, my family had a travel agency because we're Greek. It was either a restaurant or a travel agency. So we had the travel agency in my era. The restaurant was before I was born. So that was my background, was always in hospitality, travel, and that kind of stuff.
Oh,
and so that worked really well when I landed on the Cape because it's lots of hospitality and tourism.
Mm-hmm.
And it was always in that kind of component of marketing, sailing.
Mm-hmm. And what do you think is the most important thing about marketing?
Oh, gosh.
Or what is the most important thing to remember when you're marketing?
I think the most important thing that people sometimes forget, especially now with all the digital media, is to always keep in mind what is your goal. What's the goal for that particular campaign?
Yeah.
Specifically social media. Lots of times folks say, okay, we need to have our business on Facebook. We need to be there. We need to be engaging and doing all this stuff.
But what's your point? What's your mission?
What are you trying to get to?
Your intention.
Exactly.
So it's remembering that word, intention.
The goals. Yeah.
Okay. And now how often do you provide classes through Constant Contact? Well, let's back up a little bit.
Sure.
So the 508 Marketing, explain how you help your clients, because you don't do it for them.
No.
You don't want to.
No. Lots of folks do, and that's great, and I love to refer to them.
Mm-hmm.
But what 508 Marketing does is provides, you know, educational workshops, which I do throughout the Cape and the South Shore and even into Rhode Island a little bit. So I provide workshops and seminars on email marketing, social media marketing, and all those tools. And what I do as far as the consultation service is provide individual coaching and training for one-on-one or for small groups, and to help people if they need to learn how to use specific products, we'll do that, or if they need to just set up a strategy and understand what am I doing with my social media marketing. And that's where it goes back to, let's set your goals, build the strategy, understand who your demographic is, where are they, where are we going to reach them, and make that plan.
And so within that plan, you do focus on the email marketing, but you can also help people on the Facebook and Google Plus and the LinkedIn.
It's all of the above.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Now, what prompted you to start your own business? Where were you before the 508 Marketing?
I had a baby.
Oh, okay. So you were home on the computer.
Well, it was always something that I did. You know, whenever I was working full time, I still enjoyed dabbling in, you know, educating and participating in, you know, tech conferences and things like that. But after I had my son, then I wasn't going back to work full time.
Yeah.
Then actually at the same time, it was just fortuitous that Constant Contact started their authorized local expert program. So it was just timing.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
perfect timing.
Yeah. So I can set up my own business that I can do on my schedule so that I can be there for my child.
Yeah.
And as his schedule changes, I can adapt around it.
I love it that when we, you know, as mothers, when we have the children, even though we're home and we're homebound because you got newborn babies and what have you, it's a time to reflect and figure out who you are.
Right.
And you really start to uncover who you are.
And what do you want to do if you make the rules?
And ideas start to spark and fly, and because you really start to get creative listening to yourself.
And that's when I also was able to begin dabbling into the comedy end of things. After I had him, I was able to figure that into the schedule of my life. Say, okay, this is something I can do.
And the, and you found a lot of comedy in having a child.
Oh, good Lord. Yes.
As we all do.
Yes. Some of it tragicomedy, but.
No, no. Oh, fun
okay,
comedy.
Drama comedy.
Oh, my God. The sentences that I that come out of my mouth. Please don't sit on your daughter. I mean, your daughter. Please don't sit on your sister. Or just ridiculous things that I never thought would come out of my mouth.
Yep.
Really funny. Oh, my gosh. All right. Well, we're going to have to go to a quick break. I hope you're going to stay with us. We are with my good friend, Adrian Bauman, and she's with 508marketing.com. You are listening to Powerful Women Revealed right here on 95.9 WATD.
Are you looking for a simple, low-cost way to reach and engage your customers? Email is hard to beat for real marketing value, and it's how you can monetize your social media activities. 508 Marketing provides an easy-to-use email and social media marketing toolkit to build your customer engagement and measure results. I'm Adrian Bauman, owner of 508 Marketing and a Constant Contact local expert, ready to help you manage your email campaigns or even create them for you. Connect with me or start your no-risk free trial at 508marketing.com.
Are you planning a wedding, bridal shower, anniversary, or other special event? Let Mama cook for you. The Mamma Mia's family of restaurants can handle all of your catering so you can enjoy the same authentic Italian cuisine that you experience in their restaurants. Mamma Mia's catering offers homemade recipes priced to fit any budget. You can pick up your order before your event or Mamma Mia's will even come to you. For more information, call any one of Mamma Mia's six locations or visit online at mammamias.net.
Physician Management Resources can help you achieve the goals you set in your medical office. PMR Consulting focuses on the administrative challenges within medical practice so you can focus on what you do best, taking care of patients. The consulting team at PMR knows how hard it is to be a physician while running a practice. At Physician Management Resources, the focus is always on your future. Learn how you can rediscover the joy in taking care of your patients. Contact Physician Management Resources through their website, pmrconsulting.net today.
Reduce, reuse, recycle. How about restyled, repurposed, and handcrafted? At Roadside Redemption, they carry furniture, home decor, jewelry, clothing, and gifts for you, your home, and your family. Roadside Redemption is located diagonally across from Benny's Plaza in Plymouth. Their inventory at Roadside Redemption changes every week, so come visit Roadside Redemption, Tuesdays through Sundays, at 168 Court Street in Plymouth, diagonally across from Benny's Plaza.
Did you know you could choose your energy supplier? Hi, I'm Roxanne with a green renewable energy company. Have you noticed that your electricity bill has gone up over the last couple of months? Well, I have a solution. Since your utility company lets you choose your electricity supplier, exercise your right to choose. You can choose clean, green energy and save money with a cost-efficient 3-year fixed rate. I can show you how. Contact me at facebook.com/livingitupgreen.
Power. I'm your host, Nicole Perry, and my guest is Adrian Bauman, and she's with 508marketing.com, where you can find more information about her services. And, you know, she is very passionate about marketing, but she's also very passionate about community theater and, you know, and being a comedian and all that kind of stuff. What are you doing in community theater, and how often are you doing it?
Okay, well, I am participating with the Woods Hole Theater Company in Falmouth, because that's where I live.
Okay.
I'm not in Woods Hole, but close enough.
Yeah.
So I've done a couple of shows there, and it was really just dabbling. You know, it was one of those, you know, when you're a kid and you get these fantastical ideas and you think, oh yeah, I'm going to do this and I'm going to be great. And then as you grow up and things just happen and you don't do it. So that's what I've spent the last 4 or 5 years doing now, is just going back to some like that. Like
some
I've always wanted
things.
To do comedy, but never really knew how or what to do, whatever. So now that I've developed enough maturity and self-confidence, I can just do it now. And so that's what I'm sort of exploring now as an adult, these wonderful things that I never did as a young adult.
I love it. I love it. Now, and what roles? So I've done
a couple of shows, like real live plays at Woods Hole. We did Love, Loss, and What I Wore. That was by Nora Ephron. And it was a staged reading. That's the way the show is set up. So that one was all over Broadway with a rotating cast of characters, if you've seen it.
No.
And it was really wonderful. It's a wonderful show if you ever get a chance to even read it or see it or look at it on YouTube or something. So I was able to participate in that. And then most recently I was in Harvey, the story about the giant invisible rabbit. It was a movie in the 40s.
Really?
with Jimmy Stewart.
Oh, so I have not seen it, but
so great. So I got to play Nurse Kelly. So that was super fun.
Okay. And what was her character like?
Oh, the gist of the story, Harvey, is so the character is Elwood, and that was played by Jimmy Stewart in the movie. And he is just an easygoing, happy-go-lucky guy, and his best friend is a 6.5-foot invisible white rabbit. And so his
sister... It doesn't
sister,
really seem like it would make a good movie or a good play.
Such a good story.
I'm sure the play's hilarious.
Yeah, so the gist of it is his sister is trying to commit him into the mental institution.
Oh.
And she goes in there, oh, my brother sees this rabbit, and then they commit her. And then she gets out, and
crazy.
She thinks he should be in. And then really everybody has these revelations about themselves involving their relationship, so to speak, with this invisible rabbit. And it's adorable.
Oh, my God. All right. Now, so you completed the play.
Yeah, that was last fall.
Oh, mm-hmm. Do you have another one on the horizon? Or?
Well, we were just going to do a midwinter review that got snowed out. So that's going to be rescheduled in April.
Oh, okay.
So at Woods Hole Theater. We don't have a date set yet, but it is going to be more in the spring. And what that show is going to be is kind of like a cabaret style of many of the different performers within the theater company doing snippets and bits and pieces. So it's going to be really fun and full of surprises.
Cool.
And all kinds of good stuff.
Oh, now do you sing and dance?
I do not sing.
No.
And
no.
Dancing is something I don't do outside of my home.
No, so outside of my home. So really just the comedy and the acting is really something you're just kind of dabbling in.
Yeah, it's my creative release. It's what I get to do for myself versus being a mom and a wife and you know, running a business and all that stuff. So that's the creative outlet that I enjoy. And I love connecting with people. So the same way when I'm doing workshops and seminars, it's still that connection that you get.
Now, how are you working all of this into your life?
I've gotten good at juggling.
Yeah.
And it takes a village, honestly. So I'm very fortunate that I have the awesomest neighbors in the world
To help out.
Are huge theater folks. I mean, my neighbors are the best. I mean, they've been in theater forever. They have a son about the same age as my son. So we do babysit for each other when there's rehearsals because we're in different shows. So we're able to do that.
Oh, that's really cool.
And I'm grateful for them because we don't really have a lot of family nearby. You know, my mom's still down in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
So It's a lot of handing off.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. I'm not really good at the handing. Well, I'm good at handing off. I'm not good at reciprocating and taking the other neighbor's kids. And yeah, I'm like, no, I got to work, you know, but if you want to take my son or my daughter, go right ahead. You're welcome.
No, it's
to.
All good. It's all good.
Now, getting back to the marketing, mm-hmm. Why are you so drawn to technology?
Because it's cool.
I know.
It's fun. I don't know. I think some
people
are
just... Do you have every gadget?
Not every gadget, but way more than I need.
Really?
Yeah, I do. I have more than I need.
And are there specific gadgets in the community theater that you have to have, that you need, that you use? Not really, right?
No.
No. Your iPhone, you put it all down.
Yes.
Yeah, when you're in the theater, right?
Yeah, we don't need that.
Yeah.
Depending on the character, I suppose. But
there you go.
But it does come down to... marketing it. Now again, everything always comes back to people, and that's the connection you make. So the networks and the connections you make online are the folks that maybe are going to support your comedy and your theater and all that good stuff.
And are you going to start marketing on your website the different theater projects that you're involved in?
I should. Honestly.
No, don't should yourself.
Well, no, I don't mix the two a whole lot.
Yeah.
You know, because my personal stuff is
personal
on my personal profile on Facebook or something.
I know, but I don't know.
That's in my mind whether I should sort of mix it together.
You know, like a little tab on your website that says, you know, what I'm doing.
Here's what else I do.
What I'm doing lately.
Yeah. I usually mention it because it'll come up. Yeah. When I'm teaching a class or a workshop, I do bring out some of the humor. I'm not there to lecture. I want to make it enjoyable. And bringing the humor into the fold makes it more memorable.
Yes. You know,
people are more likely to engage and pay attention when they're having a good time.
Yeah.
And that's just my nature. I can't even filter it if I wanted to.
Well, I was going to ask you in the next segment, you know, how important do you think it is to bring humor into your workplace and in the environments that you're involved in?
Oh, my goodness.
I know.
Well, you can go into all the studies about it that show, okay, yeah, laughter is the... you know, makes you live longer and you're more relaxed and it reduces blood pressure, blah, 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 the scientific end of it. But just in general, certain people work better in certain environments. I would not work well in a very
stiff,
right?
environment.
I can't do that. So I've always, whether it's intentional or not, whether it's welcome or not, I've always kind of been that comic relief since forever.
Yeah.
You know, you're the funny kid in class.
Comic relief. Wasn't there a show, Comic Relief?
Yes.
I used to watch that. Oh my God, we're just coming
off. Goldberg.
Oh my God, we're coming off. Did you watch the whole Saturday Night Live?
Of course I did.
I knew you were watching it yesterday.
Every minute.
I felt it. I'm like, I know she's watching. We watched it all day, like on the other channels.
Yeah.
Oh, there was all the leading up to it. Yeah. I'm so in love with Saturday Night Live.
Yes, that was my, that's what first got me interested in comedy. Because I was about, I was 4 years old when the show first started, but I remember as early as 6 or 7 years old staying up with my older brother to watch it, and I was like, had the biggest kid crush on Steve Martin, go figure.
I loved all of them,
and I still love Steve Martin.
Dan Aykroyd, I loved all of them. All right, well, we got to take another break. Okay. I just want to tell you, you can check out Powerful Women Revealed on YouTube now.
Woo-hoo!
And we're video recording today's show, so you'll be able to see this. Hello. And I want to share an exciting new opportunity. If you have a business and you want to market your business on the Power Show, you can enter a contest that I'm having for a chance to win an interview with me right here on March 31st is when it will air. So we'll probably record it, so you don't have to freak out about that. Just go to Powerful Women Revealed website, click on the Contact Me tab, and send in your basic information, and then I'll send you the rules for the contest.
Cool.
So I know, right? Oh, I can't wait.
I want to help promote it.
Sure, absolutely. Okay. Well, I hope you'll stay with us. I'm your host, Nicole Perry, and you're listening to Powerful Women Revealed right here on 95.9 WATD.
Are you overwhelmed with life? Are you stressed out to the max? Do you have too much to do and no time for you? If your answer is yes, you owe it to yourself to contact me, Rose Marie, your empowerment coach, at everythingyouwishfor.com. I'll show you an easy way to tap your troubles away, as seen on The Dr. Roz Show. Everything You Wish For is just a click away. Visit everythingyouwishfor.com.
Real estate prices and mortgage rates won't stay this low forever. Mortgage banker associations predict interest rates will rise to 5% by the end of 2015. Historically, South Shore properties have increasing value, which drives up the demand, and rent increases will outpace home value growth. According to Wall Street and Forbes, there are many reasons to purchase a property now. Learn more from local real estate expert Donna Fernandes of William Ravis at 508-245-0318.
Enhancing communication, connection, and confidence are a very small part of how I help my clients love the family they have. Hi, I'm Beth with Parent Solutions. I help you discover what is working in your family. Find out what your strengths really are as a parent and how to deepen the loving connection you have with your child. I encourage you to sign up for a complimentary Parenting Confidence Breakthrough where you can discover your three-step action plan. Let's create that sense of clarity today. Contact me at parent-solutions.com.
I'm Nicole Perry, and I have a virtual assistant, TinaOwen.net. Tina is more than a virtual assistant. She is more than a personal assistant. She is more than a bookkeeper. I like to call her my own business partner. Visit TinaOwen.net and let Tina help you and your business get organized so that you can focus on your passion. I am proud to recommend TinaOwen.net.
Hi, I'm Momak Charapu, Money Mastery Coach for Women in Business. I can help you uncover your own money mindset limitations and turn your passion into a lucrative business with ease. I can help you stand in your own value and take your confidence to the highest level in a positive way. When will you stand in your value? Start claiming your worthiness today and contact me for a valuable complimentary consultation. Visit charpucoaching.com today. That's charepoo coaching.com.
Welcome back to Powerful Women Revealed. I'm your host, Nicole Perry, and my guest is Adrienne Bauman, and she's with 508marketing.com, so you can go there for more information. We did talk about a little bit about how important you think, you know, it is to bring humor, and obviously it's important. There's lots of statistics out there. Mm-hmm. But how do you balance that in your classes when you are giving classes on email marketing?
Well, I obviously want to stay on track.
Yes.
I mean, the one thing it's very important to know is you're not coming to a comedy show.
No.
You're coming to a workshop. And when I first started
you're coming to work.
Doing them. Yeah, we're coming to learn, but in a fun and engaging way.
Yes.
Now, I don't script it by any means. It's not like I'm coming in there going, okay, here's where I'm going to infuse humor point number one and humor point number two. It just happens based on, you know, the audience response and interaction. You know, you get a feel for a room for sure. But at first, I was very definite about not mixing the two and wouldn't mention that I did comedy, because what I thought was, well, if I tell people that, you know, I do this, oh, and I also dabble in stand-up comedy, then all of a sudden they're thinking everything you say is a joke.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean?
And it's
so
not.
I didn't want them to say, okay,
or that you don't want them waiting
right.
for the joke
say, oh,
when you're actually
here?
Yeah, you're just talking about, you know, updating your LinkedIn profile or
right,
your,
right.
whatever you're talking about. Okay.
But what I've found is, and this is true for all marketing, it's the authenticity. So
yeah.
for me not telling that, it was sort of like, well, I don't need to hide that part. It's nothing that I want to completely separate, because it's all the whole picture of me. And what I'm
yes.
always teaching is, when you're marketing your business, to market the whole business, the people behind the scenes and the whole thing. So I thought, well, I'd better just relax and let some of my personal self come through. So it's my personality, and everybody's unique and people resonate with. And I've had very, very few people who don't like it or complain, or at least maybe they don't like it and they don't tell me.
Wait a minute.
But
okay. Oh, so you've had a few people complain about your...
Not complain, but sometimes you can just read, and maybe it's just me reading them wrong, but sometimes you see somebody that's just like, they're not in there having a good time. They're just like, yeah, okay, cut the crap, let's move along.
Oh, geez.
But you never know.
Yeah.
So I'm careful not to offend, but I always preface any workshop asking people, please don't chew gum, because I really, really hate the sound of gum being chewed. And then I do admit that sometimes I might drop a little swear word here and there. As the series goes on, as the session goes on, I get a little more comfortable and you just get going, and then you might say something that I can't say on the air.
Oh, okay. One of those swear words. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. Now, how often are you doing the classes?
Oh, my goodness.
Are you every week somewhere?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, at minimum, there's two or three per month. But I partner with chambers of commerce that want to offer workshops as a benefit to their members,
yep.
other organizations that may have me in for their networking groups or for their particular associations. I've done workshops at other, you know, conferences, conventions, things like that. I'll be an instructor at the Cape Cod Conference for Women, the Driven Women.
I will
women.
Be there too.
Yeah,
coming up I don't on know what my
March
role is.
5th.
So you're going to be doing
like
a workshop.
Yeah, I'll be doing some workshops there as well.
Okay. All right. I don't know what I'm going to... I'm just going to be walking
we'll
around
with... We'll just be there.
I'm going to be having a microphone there.
Awesome.
Yeah. I just bought my ticket a week
nice.
Ago, two
awesome.
Weeks ago. Yep. Now, let's talk about email marketing, the
yeah.
real do's and don'ts, because I know you have a pet peeve.
Yes.
And your pet peeve is now my pet peeve. And the pet peeve is, well, you explain. What is the don't?
The biggest don't is don't spam. And there's a couple of
But I don't know if everybody understands.
Exactly.
Yeah, okay.
So the Canned Spam Act, so CANSPAM, Canned Spam Act of 2006. You can look it up, read all the legalese you want. But the Canned Spam Act basically is in place to protect the email recipients from getting spam. So the biggest mistake that happens with folks that I see is, say we're at, you know, a networking event, we're at a business after hours, and we have a little conversation. Oh, hey, nice to meet you. You do this, I do that. Mm-hmm. Oh, hey, let's exchange business cards.
Yep.
At no point in that conversation have you mentioned your email list.
Exactly.
But all of a sudden, you've added me to it.
All of a sudden, a few days later, now I'm getting all these emails from, I'm like, wait a minute, I didn't join your list. I'm
so
not sure I need
major
get your information.
Right. So email marketing has to be permission based. You have to either opt in on your own as though you see my join my mailing list button, you click it and you sign up to receive the communications, or it's at least implied. So at that networking event, we can go back and say, oh, hey, Nicole, you know what? I also send out a monthly newsletter that shares great tips on social media marketing and what's new, and you can keep up with where my workshops are. Would you like me to add you to it? Yes. At that point, I have your permission.
Yeah. And what I've also done is spin it. So where I'm talking with someone and they keep asking more and more information, I've said, well, if you'd like, I could add you to my email list if you give me your business card. And they're like, yeah, that would be great.
So you have to have that permission.
Yeah. Yeah.
You can't have a trade show booth and have a fishbowl and here, drop your business card to be in the drawing for my blah, and then take that fishbowl and add them all to your email list. Now, you can add them to a list. This is where it gets a little tricky, because within the Canned Spam Act, you are allowed to communicate back with them around that transaction. So that transactional email is implied, meaning you can follow up with the people in your fishbowl about that trade show and say, okay, it was great to meet you. Here's more information if you'd like to join my mailing list.
You didn't win or whatever the thing was.
Mm-hmm. Right, so it can only be about that transaction. And then they, again, have the option to opt out, which is the law. You have to have that one-step opt out where they can unsubscribe.
Yep.
And what happens with that is once they've unsubscribed, and that's why you don't want to spam, because once they've unsubscribed, you can never add them back.
Yeah.
Only they can add themselves back.
I know.
So you don't want to tick people off by
I know. It's very touchy.
Adding them.
I know. It's very touchy. Now, I know there's no rules. We were talking about this over break with email marketing, but the Canned Spam Act, that was kind of a rule.
That's a big one. That's the one.
So how often are these, we got to go to a break, but we have about a minute. How often are these sort of changes or additions or addendums happening?
Not that often?
Not so much
as the law. I mean, recently in Canada, the Canadian Anti-Spam Legislation, CASEL, C-A-S-L, that was revised just this last year. So if folks are marketing to an audience that's in Canada, then they need to be aware of that, of the changes to that particular rule. So it doesn't affect a whole lot of folks, but being in New England, a lot of folks maybe have clients or customers or do business
over the border
in Canada too. Mm-hmm. So you need to be aware of any updates to their laws to our laws and adjust accordingly.
Okay.
But it's not terribly often, not like Facebook.
No, I know. Facebook and all the other places, things are changing constantly.
Yeah.
So email marketing is not changing as much as all the other places.
Not so much the rules, the best practices perhaps change.
Yes, and they have new best practices that come out.
And that's just as it's trial and error. And then we learn this, and this is happening, but then you tweak it.
Okay. All right. Well, we're going to be right back. I hope you'll stay with us. My guest is Adrienne Bauman, and she's with 508marketing.com. You are listening to Powerful Women Revealed right here on 95.9 WATD.
Are you tired of playing small in business or in your career? What could you accomplish if you were seen, heard, and given the opportunity? If you want more influence, more impact, and more income, join us at Women's Leadership U. That's the letter U. We are a mastermind program dedicated to preparing women for leadership roles. Learn the skills that employers are looking for and business owners need. Gain the confidence and know how to move your ideas into action. To learn more, visit us at womensleadershipu.com. With a capital U.
Women today invest in their hair on a regular basis, visiting their hairstylist every 6 to 8 weeks faithfully. Are you ready to put the same effort into your personal wardrobe? Are you ready to look your best and have someone help you in an affordable way? I'm Trisha, and I'm a very attainable personal stylist. You don't need to be a celebrity to have a great closet full of fashion and style. My goal is to help you look and, most importantly, feel your very best. Put your trust in me. Visit my website today at itrustintrisha.com.
Women invest money to enhance and strengthen their physical appearance all the time. But what about inner strength? Investment in emotional growth and awareness is more important than ever. At Access Your Power Life Coaching, we determine where you are now, what you want to be different, and together we create strategies to move you towards that vision. If you're ready to create more harmony and empowered change in your life, visit me, board-certified coach Lori Mackinac, at choosetobepowerful.com. The website again is choosetobepowerful.com.
Are you worried about your aging parent? Well, you're not alone. Two Sisters Senior Living Advisors are here to help and will help you make the most informed decisions for your family. Contact Two Sisters today and learn why so many families appreciate this free service. Two Sisters helps you find the best senior living options for you. And it's free because Two Sisters Senior Living Advisors are compensated by the care providers throughout the area. Contact Two Sisters online today. That's the number 2, twosisters-sla.com.
Love jewelry for free? Do you have a passion for helping others and appreciate earning an income at the same time? I'm Amy Reese-Levitt, independent representative for Silpata Designs Sterling Silver Jewelry. Our pieces are handcrafted, nickel-free, and our message is simple. Give women sterling silver jewelry that they love, get it for free, or provide a platform to build the business of their dreams. Whether you're looking to find that special piece that makes your heart sing, or you want to earn it for free, contact me at facebook.com/sterlingamy.
Welcome back to Powerful Women Revealed. I'm your host, Nicole Perry, and my guest is Adrienne Bauman. And, you know, we've talked a lot about your community theater and email marketing and your business, 508 Marketing. What are you doing with comedy fundraising?
Oh, that's fun. So
I'm very excited to hear about this because I don't know anything about it.
So. Okay. Well, what we do, and when I say we, I work with my friend Gary, who owns Harmon Marino Entertainment. So he's an agent, basically, right? So he's
your agent.
No.
Oh, whoops. Okay, sorry, Gary.
Sort of, I guess. It depends who you ask. But I do a lot of work with him. So he has comics that he books, right? So he does shows at various locations around Massachusetts, around all of New England, really.
Okay.
And a lot of the dinner
theater. On the Cape,
theater.
Too?
Yeah.
Okay.
But he's a member of his band. It's called the World Gone Crazy Comedy Band, which is really funny if you ever get a chance to see them. And they perform over the place.
It sounds like I've heard of them. The World, what is it again?
World Gone Crazy Comedy Band. So it's a real band with real musicians, and they play real live instruments. But they do like song parodies and just funny commercial interludes and a little bit of stand-up, and it's and impressions, and it's really what they call a rock and roll comedy circus.
Have they been here on WATD? They have a show, Almost Famous.
I don't know, but
we should
get him on there.
Okay,
yeah.
All right.
So what we do as far as comedy fundraisers is we'll partner with a nonprofit and do a show that's the ticket, ticket proceeds would go back to that nonprofit. So, for instance, we've got one coming up that's to benefit the Atlantic White Shark Conservancy, and that show is going to be at the Chatham Bars Inn.
So, nice.
Right. So folks can buy tickets to come to the comedy show, whether they care about the nonprofit or not, but the proceeds will go to the nonprofit. So that's something really fun. And they do a lot with, local sports teams. They're doing a show up here in Plymouth for, Plymouth girls. I forget, hockey or volleyball or basketball. I think it was basketball. I'm sorry. Plymouth Girls Basketball. So any nonprofits that are looking for a different, unique way to put on a fundraiser, they can book a comedy show.
Great. Wow. Now, how often have you been doing this?
A lot in the winter and spring. So there's shows all the time all over New England that not just the World Gone Crazy band does, that other performers that Harmon Marino Entertainment book. So it's a matter of just plugging in. Can you do this one, this one, and this one? So I've done stuff, mostly in the off season. We've got dinner theater all winter season that's in the John Carver Inn and the Cape Cod Resort. So we do shows there for them.
Okay.
And again, various themes with different performers. And then a lot of the shows that have been fundraisers, like for Wareham Schools, we did a show there a couple of months back in the fall.
Nice.
And wherever else.
Okay, now what is this shark nonprofit?
The Atlantic White Shark Conservancy.
Oh,
that's
what is
to
that
protect
all about?
The white sharks, and to educate people that sharks aren't evil and don't kill them.
Geez.
All that stuff. It's important, and especially on the Cape and in Chatham.
I love all animals, but sharks are a little scary.
Stay out of their environment. You'll be all right.
I do.
Don't dress like a seal and go swimming. That's pretty much it.
I don't go past my pretty much my knees, I think, in the ocean.
So we're old enough to remember when Jaws came out.
Oh my God, that movie was
so... That was
so
one of the worst PR things that could ever happen to sharks.
Oh, the poor sharks.
I know, right?
Oh. So now what are some of the other nonprofits?
A lot of the schools are sports teams, any other organization really that wants to do one.
Mm-hmm.
So we're doing.
Well, what does the whole event entail? If somebody just wants to somehow utilize the services of the Harmon Marino Entertainment and have you guys come in and do a performance, is it always the World's Gone Crazy Comedy Band?
No.
So there's a variety of things, and they can just contact Gary.
Yeah.
And sort of figure out a time and a venue. And
yeah. I mean, the service is there. I mean, obviously that they do shows that are not for nonprofit fundraisers. They do shows anywhere else too. But the segment here that is the idea that nonprofits are always looking for some kind of fundraising event that's going to draw people and be successful. Mm-hmm. So a luncheon is great. A golf tournament is great. But comedy shows, remember it was really big for a while. It was Texas Hold'em. Right? Oh, we're going to do those casino nights. And that was big for a while.
Oh, okay.
But a comedy show
and the comic
is
relief
really,
that we talked about earlier.
Yeah, way back when.
Yes. Oh, okay.
So it's that kind of idea where you can put on a comedy show, host it, it's to benefit you. And then, anybody who comes, buys their tickets, whatever, then you can include whatever else you want in the night if there's an auction. Because some of the events that we've done, there's the comedy component, but they also have
a silent auction.
And raffles and things like that. I mean, that's up to the nonprofit to do, obviously.
Yeah.
But what we do
is... It's such
as
a great idea.
Yeah. So we'll help promote it, for sure. We market it. There's a reduced fee for hiring the performers, so you get a nonprofit rate, basically. And we're just there to help raise money for the worthy causes.
That is awesome.
It is awesome.
Well, we are out of time. We only have about a minute left. Is there anything else you want to share? No?
That's a tough question.
I asked you the last time who inspired you. And who did you say? I can't remember.
Oh, gosh. So many people inspire
me. Oh, it was a comedian.
But probably Tina Fey.
Yes, that's who it was.
Because I love when people tell me I look like her.
Oh,
this was so funny. As we were watching that Saturday Night Live 40th anniversary special, and the Weekend Update segment came on, and so there was Tina Fey and Amy Poehler and Jane Curtin, and
my son, who
was still awake, looks at the TV, goes, "Mommy, that looks like you."
What a great compliment!
I know. So I just have to grow my hair and lose 60 pounds, and I got it. Got it down.
Yeah. Well, you are delightful and very funny. All right. Well, thank you so much for being here, Adrienne.
Thank you for having me back.
We're going to be airing this on PAC TV. So I'm very blessed to have this amazing platform to promote all these amazing women in business. And I want to thank you for listening and recognizing all of these powerful women right along with me. For more information, you can go to 508marketing.com and powerfulwomenreveal.com. And you can also find us on YouTube. So I hope you'll tune in next Sunday after the news at noon. I'm your host, Nicole Perry. Have a great week, and remember, knowledge is power.
Woo!